Madhya Pradesh amends its anti-conversion law. It's not all bad news, though, from India. A ministry leader encourages. And Food for the Poor works to break the cycle of poverty in the Caribbean. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. The Indian state of Madhya Pradesh has tightened its anti-conversion law.
From a Hindu perspective, you are what you are, you stay what you are, and if you change, you're going against nature.
Settled last Tuesday, India's lawmakers added more restrictions on an already stringent law. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Glenn Penner explains why the hoops were created.
If you want to change your religion, you've got to go ask the government for permission, and if the government says, nope, you can't, then you can't become a Christian. The purpose of these hoops is to stop the spread of the gospel. There are thousands of Hindus that are coming to Christ, and the Hindu militants are very, very concerned about this, and so they're saying we need to put a stop to this.
Simply because they exist, the body of Christ wins. But Penner says they'll need prayer support in the days ahead.
To ask Christians to abide by this law is really to say that the government has authority that belongs only to God. Christians render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. But we can't give to Caesar that which is God's. I just don't think that most Christians are going to abide by this law and potentially could face tremendous harassment for it.
Meanwhile, the spiritual atmosphere in India is quite positive in many areas, despite disturbing reports. Gospel for Asia's field leader in North India, Simon John, thinks the media picture painted is darker than the indigenous church finds it. However,
there has been much pressure put on the Christians living in the central part of India, in states like Chhattisgarh, and Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan in particular. There has been a whole lot of pressure and persecution.
John says the reports of persecution reflect a state of mind not necessarily shared at the national level. Harassing Christians may be accepted in a half dozen or so states.
But at the same time, as a government, the government of India seems to be very supportive of all the people of different faiths, and especially of the Christians.
Which sometimes translates into more freedom to work openly and evangelistically in some parts of the country. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's been almost 3 weeks since the train bombings in Mumbai, India. Words of Hope's Lady Young made an observation about believers near the disaster. He says the national showed a steely determination to persevere throughout the unrest.
India is rather used to Islamic terror attacks. There have also been some Hindu terror attacks, but you get the impression that the Islamic attacks are considered the norm.
De Young says that ministry workers are still assessing long-term impact.
I don't think it's going to have an adverse impact that we can see, and may even have a positive impact in that Christians can be part of the solution.
Pray together with words of hope that God would continue to open doors for the spread of the gospel throughout the country.
In talking with some of our people that we work with in Words of Hope, we're cautiously hopeful that ministry will not be impeded and may even have new opportunities in the future.
Next, it's a story of God creatively answering prayers to make a ministry come full circle. A year ago, a Bolivian pastor had a vision to present the gospel to a primitive jungle tribe, but needed an effective way of doing that. The pastor acquired an Evangicube, but didn't know how it worked. Then he found a track to go along with the Evangicube. And finally, an E3 partner coordinator provided Evangicube training. Now that Bolivian pastor has tools for effectively sharing the gospel in the city or the jungle. Finally, breaking the cycle of poverty is one of the goals of Food for the Poor's New Life, New Hope project in Jamaica and Haiti. They're developing fishing villages, providing fishermen with training, boats, and other equipment to help produce greater earnings. In return, the fishermen must give back to the community by helping feed others and passing on the skills to the youth. It's reaching out in Jesus' name to bring lasting solutions to the poorest of the poor. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's still time to join Buckner Orphan Care International and Greg Yoder for MNN's 15th anniversary Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Leningrad, Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Call 1-800-995-4828. The deadline is August 1st. It's a trip that could change your life. You can also sign up at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.